I want to talk about feminine energy and why I am trying to protect mine so much. So each time of the month, each holiday, each time of the year, it's kind of like energy boosters for us. So where Halloween's right around the corner, it's October, it's getting chilly out. We're all kind of in our spooky season and kind of our witchy season. And so it's not to say that, you know, in December, I won't still feel a little bit witchy. But in December, you know, that's Christmas, and that is when it gets cold out and there's snow and you feel really cozy. So during that time, our superpower, our super booster, or our whatever you want to call it, might be more in the world of communication or something like that, where you're able to really hold space for your family around you and you're able to really have those moments that get you through the rest of the year, you know, those moments that are just so special when you're bringing out the ornaments that you have every single year and you're able to reminisce on things and you're able to really love each other and to take that time to love each other. So that energy is able to sustain us for a period of time. So where we're in October, I'm more in my witchy era. In December, I'll probably be more in that. Like November, it's more like extended family where you could be called more to have those conversations with cousins and uncles and aunts and to share that space. And then February would be, you know, Valentine's Day, where you might feel like dressing up a little bit more and you might feel a little sexy and things like that. So each time that the tide turns and the seasons change and the holidays come, we're then able to really lean into those versions of us. And so I am running at such a divine feminine frequency right now because I'm so in alignment with my feral side. You know, I'm in alignment with the earth and the moon and the sun, and my cycles are all lined up like pretty well with all of these things. I'm protecting my energy. I'm looking at my shadows and I'm doing all this stuff. So I'm really, really embodying a real feminine essence about me, you know, and it's being able to play with that and use that to your advantage because energy is power. So being able to use that power, but use it in a good way. So with that being said, I want to tell you about a spell that I did, and I have never really done a spell before. I just haven't. I played around with a little bit of witchcraft in the beginning of my awakening, and I found out very quickly that if I don't know about something, then I probably shouldn't do it. And I'm a very logical person, I guess. It seems to be so. I don't know if I always was. I don't know if I've always been logical, but I am now. So I'm very logical, and I know about energy. And so I also understand that people have free will, and I don't want to open up a can of worms about something that I don't understand, because then the can of worms is open. So I would rather learn first. With that being said, not only did I do a spell, didn't just do a spell, I did a love spell. And another thing that I would never normally do. And the reason is I believe in free will. I believe that we all have choices and we get to choose, you know, who we want to be in this lifetime and what's in alignment with that and who we're going to have around us. And the choices that we make have to all be in alignment, you know? So I would never want to take that from someone. I don't want to make someone love me in a friendship, in a family member, in a lover, anywhere. I don't want to make someone love me. I want to be chosen every single day because you choose me. And again, that goes for every single person in my life. And I've been so blessed that I've been able to really have that in my friendships and with, you know, family and my children. And so I'm getting that need met and I'm able to really see what it feels like and how relationships should be. So that's also helping to direct me when it comes to the fact that, you know, I'm really feeling at this point that I'm able to share my energy with someone, but it's not going to be just anyone because energy is so important. So having anyone around you, you take on the stuff that they have and you take on those traits, unfortunately, any insecurities, anything like that, because if you're choosing people based off of your trauma, then what you're doing is you're actually choosing people that hurt you in specific ways over and over because it feels comfortable, which is a sad truth, but it's a truth. So, with all of that being said, it's not something I would normally do. So, I don't like red tape. I don't at all. But, you know, when it comes to witchcraft, it's very irresponsible if you know about energy and you do a love spell on someone. It just is. I read in a book and this woman had a story. She said that she had seen this guy at this bar every single week for like months, and he was so handsome and he got so much attention and she wanted him to notice her. So, you know, she would try and try and try and he never did. So she did a love spell on him. Well, it worked. He ended up asking her out. They went out and apparently they had nothing in common. And she said it was awful. It was a terrible date. She's like, I had to literally drag any conversation out of him and we just didn't vibe at all. She's like, it was like pulling my teeth out. So she put this spell on this guy. And then after that, he was totally into her and he wouldn't leave her alone. And she was like, leave me alone. But that's that energy. And so you don't want to do that. And if you understand any of it, then it's extremely irresponsible to do something like that to someone. So I wouldn't do it. But the way that I found a loophole around that is I did a love spell on myself. So I think that's why I am in this wicked shadow state right now, because I did a love spell on myself. And what that does is it illuminates things. You know, to understand love, I think that we really have to understand heartbreak. You have to know the yin to the yang to be able to really feel the feeling. So I think that the reason why it's been so hard for me, you know, is because I called on this side of me and I opened up a can of worms that I asked for. You know, this is me doing a love spell. Every time you do one, be super duper duper careful, even against yourself, because now I'm in deep. I'm in my shadows and I'm facing myself head on. And the reason why I'm going to also feel love is because I have to really, really, really show myself and my soul love through these shadows that I'm feeling. And I'm going to have to really be there for myself. And I'm going to have to give myself that grace. So I really am learning to love myself right now, but it feels really, really painful. I'm not going to lie. Looking at these systems that I've been stuck in and what I've been doing to myself doesn't feel good, you know, and then, you know, it trickles down to my children. So how will their relationships look in the future? And where I don't want to harp on those things. And I'm not doing that. Every time I kind of get into that, like, future thinking, I have to just put the brakes on and stop. And I have to take a breath and I have to come back into my essence of right now, because how my kids look in the future can change at any time. So sitting here worrying about that isn't going to be beneficial for me or them. And it's knowing that, and it's really trying to keep my head balanced. So that's why, you know, I'm so lucky that I have those relationships and I can feel that real, real raw love with friends and with family and with my children, because it really keeps me balanced and it keeps me knowing what that feeling feels like. So when I'm learning to love myself, I can give myself pieces that I would be giving to them, and I can kind of lean into that essence of myself and be able to keep myself grounded that way, I guess. So I did a love spell. I did open up a can of worms. Don't ever do a love spell unless you really, really, really think about it. And that includes on yourself, because if you don't have the time and the space to be able to deal with all these different shadows and all the things that something like that could bring up, then it's going to be really awful for you. It really is, because you're going to still have to go and be around certain people and do certain things, and it's going to feel like you're screaming inside. So you have to be very careful about your intention with things and what you open up and when you open it up. I would say if you're going to do a love spell, definitely go based off the months. And I think February would be a great time to do something like this when you have some time and it's nice out and you can go be in nature and you can ground yourself very, very often, you know. And you don't have to do a love spell with another human, like I just said. You could do one with yourself. You could do one with your children so that you can understand your children more. Love is not just confined to a romantic relationship. Love is all around us. Love is in me making my soup that I make. Love is in me picking out my daughter's clothes the night before or putting them in the dryer in the morning so she has warm clothes to step into. That's love. We have love all around us at all times, but it's really holding on to that and soaking up the energy for what it is, because to you, you might be just going through the emotion, not the emotions, but yes, the emotions, but you're going through the motions. And so to you, you're just putting the clothes in the dryer because you just know that it's cold out and that's what you're doing. And so you're just doing it kind of mindlessly. And you're still able to give that love because you're still giving that to your children. However, now it's not a two-way exchange because you're not feeling it either. You're just doing it. Like, I get satisfaction in seeing my daughter's face when she slips into some heated up leggings and a heated up sweatshirt on a cold December morning. That lights me up. And being able to really feel that and be present in the moment is beautiful. So we want to kind of get out of the motions of things and maybe do some love spells on people and make sure that before you do it, it is something that you can handle. Maybe ask someone first. You can always reach out to me, and they have metaphysical stores that have people that have a lot of really, really good information. They also have boosters there that can help you to lean into different energy, I guess. So it's October. And I feel like we can all be in our witchy essence. And you know, I'm going to tell you something. As weird as this might sound to you, you already have been doing, quote unquote, for lack of a better word, because there's so many different ways to explain this, witchcraft your literal whole life, but you didn't know you were doing it. So when you are mean to someone, or you're grumpy and you're accidentally grumpy to someone, let's say it like that, or you're sad and you give that sadness to someone, or you do something kind for someone and you spread that love. You are doing spells. I'm putting words to it and I'm making it very intentional, but we've all been doing it our whole life and we all get to choose if we spread love or anger or sadness. And those are our choices that we get every single day. And I am just very aware of that. So I really try to live my life that way. And I hope that I'm able to work through these shadows because, again, I'm feeling really hard feelings recently, but I'm also feeling really, really awesome, awesome feelings. And I'm not scared. I'm not scared to face myself head on because I know that only good is going to come from it. And whether anyone else is able to see it or not, I don't think people really can understand someone else's journey unless you're in it, I guess. So no one's really going to be able to understand this completely, but I have gone from the lowest point of my life of when I've literally wanted to die to a place of such freedom and such happiness and such empowerment. And I am not independent the way that I would like to be yet, but that's a goal that I'm working on. And that's going to be my future. And that's where I'm going to get. I'm going to be independent from these awful systems that I don't want to be a part of. And I'm going to make a way for other people to also be independent. That's my goal. And the first step is loving myself, right?